Scientists say they're close to finding a vaccine that protects people from the deadly Ebola virus. Such a vaccine could help control outbreaks in Africa. It could offer a defense against bioterrorism. And the vaccine might even help to save other species that die of Ebola. NPR's John Hamilton has more.
Researchers have hoped for an Ebola vaccine since the disease was identified in the 1970s in Africa. Ebola spreads rapidly and kills quickly by causing massive bleeding. The first vaccine success came 3 years ago. Peter Yarling is an Army infectious disease researcher in Fort Detrick, Maryland. He still remembers the National Institutes of Health announcing they had a vaccine that protected monkeys from Ebola.
This, of course, was a major breakthrough, and everybody congratulated the team for that first step, but everybody acknowledged very early that it was only a first step.
That's because the vaccine required several injections and took about 8 months to build up protection. So the NIH teamed up with Yarling and his colleagues to make a better vaccine. Dr. Gary Nabel of the NIH said they've succeeded.
We have a vaccine now that has a very rapid onset of action. We can give a single injection, and then within a month, we've achieved sufficient immunity to protect against a lethal challenge by the virus.
The vaccine uses a modified cold virus to trick the immune system into preparing to fight Ebola. Nabel says the new vaccine, which is expected to work well in humans, could help stop an Ebola outbreak, even one caused by terrorists.
The idea is that as soon as there is a case that's detected, we would like to respond very quickly and essentially surround that individual who's infected with vaccine that could protect those that he or she might come into contact with.
That might not save everyone, but it would keep the disease from spreading very far. Nabel says the vaccine also could be used to immunize gorillas and chimps, the suspected sources of infection in natural outbreaks.
So by helping to cut down on the infection in animals, it might protect humans, and at the same time it may protect those animals and help to at least eliminate that threat to them as an endangered species.
That intrigues William Karish, who runs the field veterinary program of the Wildlife Conservation Society. He just came back from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Where Ebola has affected great apes, they die in large numbers. There's vast areas where there are just no gorillas and no chimps.
Karish says immunizing wild animals isn't easy, but the vaccine could protect those in captivity. Perhaps more important, he says, vaccination could protect wildlife biologists and healthcare workers, allowing them to work more effectively in areas where Ebola occurs.
One of our challenges working in these remote areas of the world is these people don't know that somebody wearing a hazmat suit is a normal thing. So you have healthcare workers showing up in these white space suits, and frequently people just run into the forest and run away because they're scared.
Workers who didn't need to wear these suits would do a better job getting the vaccine to local people. And Karish says that might enable scientists to forge the sort of links with villagers that would protect the apes as well. John Hamilton, NPR News.